Adnan Syed is seeking a new trial. Now, if you know the hit podcast Serial, you know who we're talking about. Syed was convicted of murder by a Baltimore City court in 2000. He spent more than 15 years in prison for the crime. And if he gets that new trial, it'll come at least in part because of the podcast. Andrea Seabrook was in the courtroom for hearings this week in Baltimore, and she brings us this report.
First, a few facts. In January of 1999, a high school student in suburban Baltimore went missing. Her name was Haemin Lee. A few weeks later, her body was found in a shallow grave in a park. Not long after that, police arrested Haemin Lee's ex-boyfriend, Adnan Syed, and charged him with her murder. At trial, prosecutors made the case that cell phone data, plus the lack of a solid alibi, among other things, meant Adnan Syed was guilty. The jury convicted. Now, flash forward some 16 years. It's a cold, gray morning outside the Baltimore City Courthouse, but still, there's a line to get in. Baltimore County teacher Joel Brusewitz is in it.
Well, normally assigning homework is very difficult, and students aren't always motivated to complete their homework.
Brusewitz teaches criminal justice to high school students. The homework? Listen to Serial.
I had a hard time trying to calm them down in terms of finding out a lot of information about this case that I didn't even know and going ahead in the case. That was really an incredible experience.
From This American Life and WBEZ Chicago, it's Serial. One story told week by week. I'm Sarah Koenig.
Serial, the podcast that took the listening world by storm. It turned up all kinds of questions about the evidence used to convict Adnan Syed. For example, the location data from Syed's phone. The prosecution used it as a clincher. He was at the gravesite, they argued. But now, after Serial, it's not clear how accurate those records were. Another thing, prosecutors argued Syed had killed his ex-girlfriend after school. But another high school girl named Asia McLean said she'd hung out with him in the library that day after school. That's a potential alibi. But Syed's attorneys at the time never contacted Asia McLean. She only reemerged after she heard Serial. So here's what happened the past few mornings in that Baltimore City courtroom. Adnan Syed's been led in chains. The judge on the bench, attorneys face him, the room is full of journalists, family, and the public. Just about everyone has heard the podcast, Serial. Oh, and Sarah Koenig, Serial's host, she's been there too, watching, covering the proceedings, filing a new podcast every night. Like after that alibi witness she dug up, Asia McLean, was called to testify.
I don't even know totally how to talk about it, but like Serial was a part of her testimony. So that was also just a very strange, a little bit surreal, like, is this happening right now?
Right.
Moment.
It's like a crazy meta feedback loop where journalists dig up witnesses and evidence, which are then used in the court proceedings, which are then covered by journalists. No matter how you look at it, it is fascinating. But after sifting through all this, the judge will decide whether Adnan Syed gets a new trial. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Seabrook.